Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Former Gopher, great, and TV star, and a whole lot more. Pete Najarian, how are you tonight?
I am doing great, Maxie. It's great to join you, and I love your decision. See, you rolled the dice a little bit on
that's me. Right. That's right. You know, my neighbors just have to learn to live with that, you know?
That's,
yeah.
That's right.
Back, in fact, I said the same thing back in January. I said, why would I shovel now? Because eventually it's going to all melt. And you know what? It did, you know?
It did. It's a matter of time.
Yeah, yeah. Pete, a lot going on in the world that falls in your wheelhouse and where you stand. I want to start with Gopher basketball, hiring of Williams Arena, all those things, because you are a fan as well. I know your father was a big Gopher basketball fan, independent of your football career and everything else, right?
Yes, he was. Dad did not miss a game. As a matter of fact, you know, in his contract when we moved from California, my dad said, all right, I'd like two Gopher basketball tickets, and I want to sit really close to the floor.
Yep, and they gave it to him, right?
And they did. Yeah, they did the smart thing. He didn't want a lot of things, but that was one of them. And he got his football tickets, and he got basketball tickets. And boy, we were in there for the days of Musselman.
I was going to say, what's your first recollection?
Oh, Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gophers running through the big golden Gopher, screen that they had up there as they came running from up underneath the stadium there. Gosh, those were the days. And I'll tell you what, I am still a huge fan, and I joined my dad for almost every home game that the Gophers had for my 4 years that I was at the U. And I'll tell you what, it is still the one of the greatest places to play basketball and to be a fan of basketball, I think, in the country. So when I hear all these people, Maxie, and I know you hear it too, but a lot of sports reporters, a lot of folks out there that say, you know what, this is, you know, it's not a great program, it's not a go-to job. I could not disagree more.
You just built them the world-class practice facility, and then you got this tradition-rich arena, and you've got a state chock full of great players.
Oh, and that's the biggest key, because, you know, people can talk about a lot of different things, but you are so right, because I keep viewing this job as an absolute 10. When you really look at it and you look around the country, you look at the state of Minnesota and all of the high school basketball players that we are producing that go all over the country, and they're going to Duke, and they're going to just about anywhere you can name, Stanford and Baylor and all these other schools. And unfortunately, we're just not able to land them at the University of Minnesota. We've got some great players, but I think if I look back at the Patino era, I think he's a terrific guy. I think Richard's just a wonderful person, and I think the way he exited was as first class as I've ever seen happen in any sport. But at the same time, the poor guy was leaving probably because there just wasn't the opportunities, or somehow we missed on the opportunities to recruit a lot of our in-state guys, and they ended up being stars all over the country.
Yep. You got to know Richard and his father, Rick. What were your impressions of the two?
Well, I tell you what, Rick comes in with that great, there is a sense that this guy is somebody special.
Can you tell that when you meet him, kind of thing?
Oh my goodness, that guy, he brings that almost, and I mean this more complimentary than it'll sound, but he has that godfather feel when he walks into a room. And you know, he's a bright, just a wonderful guy. He's got a great sense of humor. I can understand why basketball players all want to play for him wherever he is, including now at Iona. He's just a special guy. And I think people know that he's a winner. And the second they meet him, they realize that. I think Richard's got a great personality. I think Richard does a great job as a coach. I just wish he was a little more effective on the recruiting side. And you'd know better than me on this, Maxie, but hopefully he was aggressive and we just missed out on some of these players in Minnesota. But Unfortunately, I think we just didn't recruit the state nearly hard enough to be able to land a few of these guys.
I would say the latter. And this is a more complicated question, but you'll understand it is, if your personality is not connecting with them, then maybe it doesn't matter how hard you recruit them, you're not going to get them. But you still have to give an all-out effort all the time and hope you can find something. Because every kid you recruit, you know, the one thing you learn is everybody's got a different hot button, you know. Or it might be dad's making the decision or mom's making the decision or the uncle's making the decision. But you have to connect with someone and get – you can't get them all, but you can get some of them.
Right, you got to get. You just need a couple, and you know, I'm not even disappointed that we lose a kid to Duke or lose a kid to Stanford or lose a kid to whatever school around the country. But you can't lose the whole state.
Yeah.
You've got to somehow land two of our top 10 players, and we have, you know, each and every year, Maxie. You know, if people go back and take a look at this, take a look at just the basketball players that we continue to produce across the country at the college level and even at the NBA level. We just really have become an unbelievable state for high school basketball. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, that's the layup right there for you if you're a coach, because you just got to get one or two of them. If you can get two of them each year, I think the Gophers flip about five games of their Big Ten season. And suddenly that's a huge difference, and that puts you in the tournament with an opportunity.
Yeah, and if you get those two, then the next two will follow. You know, that will take care of itself, so to speak. What do you think you can buy a good college basketball coach, or do you think it's not about money, it's about the connection, it's about that person that knows how to make Minnesota work?
Yeah, I think that there's a combination of the right fit for the University of Minnesota, because I think somebody has to know the state of Minnesota. They have to understand that this is an unbelievable basketball state. I think they also have to be somebody that's got that charisma factor, like you were just talking about. When they walk in a room, do they light it up? Do they have a history of landing big recruits? And Maxie, I've been bringing up a name for the last week or two or so that I think really stands out, and I love Musselman. I love Dutcher. I think they're great coaches, but I think that there are others out there, including a gentleman down there at Baylor who's got Minneapolis connections, but I think would be an absolute unbelievable slam dunk, not to use all these puns, but Jared Nunes. And you probably know his father. Like, I played high school football or sports underneath Al Nunes.
Did you? Yeah, I know Al very well.
Yeah, he was a Central High guy, and he was
a hell of a guy,
and he's still a friend to this day, and I bump into him here and there. But I'll tell you what, his son, if you just look, and all you did was just look at his resume, you'd say, oh my goodness, could we really get this guy? And I think the answer is yes. You know, he was only the Minnesota Gatorade Player of the Year in 97, He's a runner-up Mr. Basketball. He played at Hopkins. He coached a bunch of different high schools throughout the metro area in his career, then got into college, then he gets to Baylor, and, you know, he's been there, I think, 11 years, Max.
Yeah, with Drew,
And all they do is go to the, you know, they go to the tournament, and it feels like every single year for the last almost decade, and they had an unbelievable season this year. And here's the interesting part that really, this is what really hits it home for me. He actually is landing Minnesota kids down in Baylor.
Yeah, he's got Denga Denga going down there from Park Center right now, and he got the Gillespie kid out of Carlton. It was because of Al. He said, go down there and walk on. Next thing you know, the kid's playing on the number one rated team in the country as the starting center and signed a professional contract.
Isn't that amazing? And you know what? It's because he's persistent. He's likable. He's been elevated up to the director of player development. This guy has really got, in my opinion, all of the credentials you'd ever want for a basketball coach at the University of Minnesota. And he's old enough. He's not an old guy, but he's old enough to understand Gopher basketball used to dominate. I was back there in the Michael Thompson era and Randy Brewer era and, you know, Trent Tucker and all of these names that we all know. And I think that we, you know, the basketball that we used to play in that barn was an unbelievably high energy, high octane. The fans were into it.
It was a
it
show.
Was deafening.
Yep.
It was deafening.
And you knew the coaches from the other team, Bobby Knight or Gene Keady or Lute Olson. I mean, they were part of the show, weren't they? I mean, fans would get on them. It's not that they don't have good coaches still. They still have great coaches in the Big Ten. But when they walked onto that Williams Arena floor, people thought it was part of their job to disrupt Judd Heathcote and whoever was there.
Absolutely, and they'd get after those coaches, and the coaches would go up and they'd put their little stool up on the on the floor there, and try to get as far away from the fans.
Yep,
as they could.
And they'd be yelling at the refs, and the fans would be yelling at them, and oh god, that was just fun.
You know, it was entertaining, and I'll tell you what, you didn't overspend whatever you might have paid for your tickets. It was never an overspend because it was such a great environment and. You know, the energy level, and I mean multiple coaches, you know, throughout a long distance run there, we have had some great basketball teams, some great play, and some of the most fun entertainment, the halftime entertainment. I mean, it was all a big show, Max. It was like it literally was like the Lakers had become where they were the place to be because they had all the things going on throughout the entire game, and that was what the University of Minnesota had for basketball.
If the Vikings are in the middle of trying to attract free agents, where would you spend your money if you were them right now after getting Tomlinson, the nose guard?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, Maxie, my biggest frustration with the Vikings has been that we have never really truly addressed the offensive line. And I was disappointed when we had to make some decisions that I think were just basically financial decisions. But I still don't know if they were the right decisions on the players that we decided to relieve them of the contract and give them the free agency and all the rest of that. I think we've really made some mistakes in terms of how we are positioning ourselves. If you really look at the successful teams in the league, they do have all the pillars up front. They've got the defensive line. They've got the offensive line. You take a look at as great as Tom Brady is, part of what makes him so great is he's got a solid, great offensive line in front of him that gives him just enough time to get rid of the football. And if you look over at a lot of these various quarterbacks that have so much success, they're willing to sacrifice some of their salary to give the opportunity for the guys that are up front that have to protect them. And I just wonder if the Vikings offensive line is going to be better this coming year or take one more step backwards, which I think would be a problem. And we really do have to figure out what we're doing as a team. We've got some great skill players. There's no doubt about it. And we love them. I mean, Dalvin Cook, in my opinion, and I said it for multiple years, I think he's the best running back in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, our team of receivers is a pretty high ranking group of guys as well. But
yes,
we need an offensive line for Kirk Cousins not to get hit as quickly as he oftentimes does.
The stimulus for $1.9 trillion, what does it do to the economy? What do you see from where you sit as a financial analyst of what that does for us? What can people expect? What will businesses see?
Well, I think people are pretty excited about it. We know that those checks are going to get spent, and they will get spent and boost up the economy to some degree. I think that, Maxie, the problem is going to be not today, not tomorrow, but when do we ever have to address, and I don't know,
I know.
But when you've got whatever it is now, is it close to $20 trillion in debt? I mean, it's the numbers are staggering, and we just, we wrote another check for $1.9 trillion. It's just, it's an amazing thing. But
yeah, it's kind of like refinancing your house, right? But eventually you got to pay your house off.
Eventually, you still have to pay off the house, and at some point in time, that day is going to come for us. But in the meantime, it's great for the economy. It does give a boost. It gives people an opportunity to do things that they need to be able to do because there still are a lot of people who struggled. And I got to tell you, my heart pours out for a lot of those people that lost jobs. That they didn't have the amount of money that they needed to have to live a quality life and all the rest of it. And this is going to help, but at the same time, Maxie, this is going to be painful at some point down the line, and I don't know when that point comes, but it will be painful. But in the meantime, it's very solid. It's given the economy a little bit of a boost, and the one thing that we've got to be careful of is commodity prices continue to rise, and that will be an issue as well. We all know what the oil prices look like because we see it at the gas pump, but they're also, it's copper, it's steel, it's lumber, which has doubled in the last few months. I mean, there's so many different aspects of the economy that are working, but for how long? And how long are people going to be able to afford some of these things, especially, like I say, on the commodities front?
If you were going into college right now, or somebody was asking you what they should major in as you look in your crystal ball, what do you think are the best professions to get involved in over the next 5 or 6 years? If you're open-minded and you say, I just want to do something that's going to, you know, obviously make me some money, but, you know, where do the vocations stand out that you'd advise? Or is it an entrepreneurial spirit?
Yeah, you know what? I do think this is a society that, you know, when I look at my own children who are 26 and 22, they love the entrepreneurial aspect of what could be in front of them. But they still have to your question, they've got to understand business. They really have to have a much better understanding than I think many do. Because unfortunately, Maxie, what we see happen oftentimes in colleges is they get the books and they understand all of that, but it's a lot different in the real world when you get
Amen. <paid.
laughs> So, you know, it is great that we're getting educated, and I just think that people have to get that hands-on experience and a much better experience, even in college. And as a matter of fact, Maxie, I'm going to be down speaking to the University of Nebraska. I was asked to come down there and speak to the team before the spring game.
Oh, cool.
Just to talk about finances, talk about, you know, the path and the ways that you can get there and some of the pitfalls that you can, if you know about them, you maybe have a better chance of not falling into some of those holes that can be out there in front of us. And hopefully I'd love to see these guys, you know, make it at the professional level of whatever sport they may want to, you know, participate in. But I think the reality is they've got to understand finance and they've got to understand taxes. They've got to understand all of the things that are going to affect their lives financially, because we all know that we'd like to live the best life we can. And I think, you know, with a little bit more money in your pocket, it always makes it a little bit easier, at least.
Amen, brother. Hey, Pete, I appreciate it very much. I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you so much.
It's always fun, Maxie. It's great to talk to you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care, man.
You too. Always good to visit with Pete Najarian. And like I said, when you can do interviews and have an expert on three different topics in one segment, that's pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.